This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Dutch-led international team investigating the shooting down of Malaysian airliner jet over Ukraine in 2014 has now named three Russians and a Ukrainian as murder suspects. AP's Charles de la Desma.
The international team investigating the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in 2014 will probe alleged Russian involvement in the missile attack. Prosecutor Fred Westerbeke wants to know about the line of command that contributed to making a Buk missile available for lethal use, and possibly more. Responding to a question about possible Kremlin involvement, he said he would go up as far the chain as needs be. He said, "We will not impose ourselves any limits." I'm Charles de la Desma.
A UN rights investigator says that there is credible evidence linking Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the murder of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi last October in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. Agnes Callamard, the UN special on extrajudicial executions, said in a new 101-page report after a six-month investigation that Khashoggi was the victim of a deliberate, premeditated execution, an extrajudicial killing for which the state of Saudi Arabia is responsible under international human rights law.
What needs to be investigated is the extent to which the Crown Prince knew or should have known of what would have happened to Mr. Khashoggi, whether he directly or indirectly incited the killing.
Saudi Arabia insists the killers were not acting on Prince Mohammed's orders. The Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs said that the report contained nothing new and lacked credibility. Saudi Arabia has put 11 people on trial for Khashoggi's murder and is seeking the death penalty for five of them. This is VOA News. The Mexican Senate has overwhelmingly ratified a new trade deal with Canada and the United States, despite misgivings from liberals and tensions with the U.S. over immigration. Lawmakers passed the measure Wednesday, 114-4. Mexico is the first country to approve the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, the replacement for the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. A Kenyan court has found three terror suspects guilty of the April 2015 Garissa University terror attack in which nearly 150 people, mainly students, were killed. A magistrate set sentencing for next month. Sarah Kamani reports from Nairobi.
Three co-defendants were found guilty of conspiracy to commit a terror attack. Chief Magistrate Francis Andayi.
I'm satisfied that the incident that took place at the Garissa University College on the morning of 2nd April 2015 bore all the above elements of a terrorist act.
There was insufficient evidence to link one suspect, Sahal Diri Hussein, to the attackers or any of the accused persons. Sentencing has been set for July the 3rd. The April 2nd, 2015 attack claimed 148 lives. Several attackers were also killed by security forces in the assault on the school. Sarah Kimani for VOA News, Nairobi.
The UN Refugee Agency reports nearly 71 people around the world are now forcibly displaced by war, persecution, and conflict. As Lisa Schlein reports, the number is in the highest level ever reached since the UNHCR was established nearly 70 years ago.
The UN Refugee Agency calls the 70.8 million figure conservative because the Venezuelan crisis is not factored in. The agency explains some 4 million Venezuelans have fled their country, but very few have formally applied for asylum. Therefore, they are not counted in the refugee statistics. Last year, the report says war and strife forced nearly 26 million people, half of them children, to flee their countries and become refugees. More than 41 million more people were internally displaced, fleeing their homes, but staying inside their own nations. It says more than two-thirds of all refugees worldwide come from just five countries: Syria, Afghanistan, South Sudan, Myanmar, and Somalia. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Twin attacks on ethnic Dogon villages in central Mali have killed at least 38 people and injured dozens more. The government has sent a military unit to the area to investigate the incidents after the gunmen attacked the villages there. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Yeah. Voice of VOA 1. The Voice of America. VOA 1.